All the talk pre-fight has been about how big Alexander Usyk has looked in training. But when he stepped onto the scales, he weighed virtually the same as he did when he beat Anthony Joshua in London last year.
100, 100.
Not much change for Joshua either. The Brit has bulked up a bit, but only by around 2 kilograms. The weigh-in didn't last long, but the stare-down certainly did, with neither fighter flinching for 107 seconds.
Who will it be?
What was going through your mind as you looked into his eyes?
Not much, it's just a face-off. I always say, for me personally, face-offs don't mean nothing. Just about the bell ringing and us throwing leather, really. Face-offs don't win fights. Just ready for 12 rounds, 100%. 100% ready for 12 rounds, and anything short of that is a bonus.
Tell us what you saw when you looked into his eyes there. It was a long stare-down between the two of you.
Saber.
Myself.
Tell us what happens tomorrow night.
It was the reflection of myself.
35-year-old Usyk is undefeated and comfortably won the first fight, but the build-up to this one has been unique. Before training camp, he was back home in Ukraine helping in the fight against the Russian invasion. He's arranged for the fight to be shown for free across Ukraine.
The whole world has to know that Ukraine is the country of free, transparent, strong, spiritual and developed people. Not too many men in the world can deliver this message to millions, to 100 million people. And Usyk is able to do that.
This is only Usyk's third fight at heavyweight, though, and it's taking place in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. Joshua has fought and won in Saudi once before. He beat Andy Ruiz Jr. there in 2019 to avenge his first career defeat. He'll be hoping for the same again on Saturday, to emulate the likes of Muhammad Ali, Lennox Lewis and Vitali Klitschko in becoming a 3-time world champion. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.